This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
All righty. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you out with your car. You know, no matter what it is, whether you're having a problem with your car today, maybe there's a, we always have the debate about the oil change. What should it be? Well, there's some, are there some oil shortages happening? Oil prices are going up. You know, you hear oil prices going up, you think of gasoline, but do you think of motor oil? Well, yeah. There's some of that happening. I think it's a little bit like the toilet paper scare of 2020. Everybody's freaking out a little bit, but and I wouldn't. So whether it's that 5,000 mile oil change, you know, there's a list. People, a lot of people get recalls on cars, and they go in for the recall, and then there's this shopping list or this wish list from you know, from the service center of all this stuff that you need, and. Do you really need it? I think a lot of times they don't do a good job of presenting that to you. And it's a conversation, learning about what do you want as the customer? Where are you at with the life cycle of the car and all of that? So anything that's going on with your car, 602-277-5827. That's how you give us a call. That's how you participate. Easy to do. Anything that's on your mind. And once again, it's 602-277-5827. We've had some emails. We've had some phone call or two last week, and I've had it all the time at the service counter. Should I fix my car? The value of my car is X, and I need X amount of repairs, but I owe this amount. So there's a financial consideration to come in. I mean, what is your cash flow situation? There's the value of the car. There's what you owe on the car. And we had a listener email in. I wish I had the email in front of me, but round numbers, it was like a Ford Fusion or Ford Focus or something like that. The car may not even have been worth what she owed on the car. And on top of that, the car needed a few thousand dollars worth of repairs. So the question is, should I do it? Well, that's a tougher situation when you owe money on the car still. That car, if she owes that much on the car, she's probably upside down. It probably had bad debt rolled into it from a from another car. So I can't always help you with your personal finances. That's a whole nother story. That's the Dave Ramsey show, maybe. But I can we can help walk through that. And I'll give you some, you know, just some opening tidbits and some things to think about. Oftentimes when we tell people you need all of these repairs on your car, just like the woman, the listener who's contemplating these repairs, nobody fixes all those things and then sells it. They go sell it. So they either sell it to through a private party sale where you have a chance to maybe negotiate and talk to them and see the service history and they're transparent with you and you know what's going on. Or they go take that car in and they trade it in. Well, the dealer doesn't necessarily do a full job of checking the car over. The consumer who's trading the car certainly doesn't tell the dealer everything that's wrong with it. That's on them. So the dealer will take that car in on a trade, maybe. And it's got all these problems with it, and then they're just going to wholesale it out. Well, now you get somebody who's flipping cars, or you get a used car lot. They go buy this car with all these problems. Maybe it's got 10 things, and they just fix two. Or maybe that transmission problem is intermittent. They don't even know about it. So then here you are, you going and buying somebody else's used car that has all these problems. And I say to you, you already have a used car. There's a little phrase, the used car you already own is the best one to buy. So another example could be that you have a car, you know, and I'm kind of stuck in the $5,000. I mean, cars have just gone up in price so much lately.
Exactly. It's now $15,000.
Yeah, it's $15,000 or whatever it is. But let's just say that your car's paid for. Yeah. You have a paid for car. It's got some decent tires on it. It's got good brakes, but it needs some repairs that are very close to the value of that car. And you think to yourself, well, why would I spend $6,000 on a $6,000 car? Well, some more math. $6,000 car, maybe that's the blue book on it, but have you taken into consideration if it really does need $6,000 of the work, it's not worth $6,000. Who's going to buy it?
Right.
So it's worth two.
Yeah.
So now you take your two, and then maybe the six you were going to spend fixing up your $2,000 car, and now you've got $8,000. Okay. So now I'm going to go buy an $8,000 car. Well, there's a mistake, because I always tell people, no matter what your budget is for a used car, unless it's one with 20 or 30,000 miles on it, you need to budget something for the repairs.
Add 10%.
Yeah. So if you're, yeah. So let's just say there's a used car in the $10,000 or $15,000 range. If you're buying a $10,000 or $15,000 used car, you ought to plan on that car needs $2,000 or $3,000 of work right now.
Exactly.
Very likely. So then you might say, well, Matt, my car's not worth $6,000, or it will only be worth what it is, what I put into it. And sometimes you have to be a little careful there. We see this where we have older customers,
right?
60s, 70s, whatever. They're still driving.
Easy on the older.
I know. I'm 56 now, Carrie. You tap into the 60s. But what I say that, though, what I'm saying is, you know, little old Miss Sally, maybe she's had this Lincoln Town Car. I don't care. Pick it. And it doesn't have all the bells and whistles. And all, it's all analog. It's very, and she's not into the technology. Okay. Her car may not be worth a whole lot, but what it's worth to her the value, the convenience, and the comfort. Maybe she can afford a new car, but she is not going to want to deal with all these sirens and alarms and Bluetooth and maps. Because she's
too much.
No, yeah, she just goes to church and to the grocery store. So, you know, so if you want to upgrade your car and you feel like you've earned it or whatever the case is, and you want to go shopping, go treat yourself to a brand new car. I am all for it. Exactly. But if you're on a budget and we're getting down to the point of should I fix it or should I sell it, this is the kind of conversation you need to have. I mean, and there's some cases where, yeah, but, and I say you're not, in, if you're in the business of buying and selling cars to make a profit, this doesn't work. That's why I would be a horrible used car lot owner, because I couldn't let cars leave the way a lot of used cars leave. But if you're in the business of having a good, reliable car, oftentimes the best thing to do is just fix your car, the one you already own.
I've got a further question after the break for you.
Okay.
Regarding this.
Okay. So anything you want to talk about, Carrie's dying to have a phone call in here. I want to get a phone call the first segment. So that's going to be a new thing we're
it's
doing.
It's a weekly challenge.
Yeah. 602-277-5827. It is 602-277-5827. Don't be shy. All you got to do is call. Bryce is going to take your name and the kind of car you have, and that's about it. And then I'm going to help you with it. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Al Lundin, owner of AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services that come to you following a personal injury or car accident. We make it easy to get personalized professional treatment at your home or business with licensed therapists. Our goal is to remove the stress from your car accident problems as we work with your legal team and health practitioners to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
Got a check engine light on, or a pesky slow leak in a tire, or maybe it's just time for scheduled service. Tim Hovick here, and there's a new way to get your vehicle taken care of. Santan Ford's Mobile Service. Our authorized service pros come to you. You can stay focused on what matters most, like working from home, or juggling the whole family, or you just don't feel like dropping off your car. This is so perfect for you. Times are changing, and so is the way we service your vehicle. Schedule your mobile service appointment today at santanford.com. We bring the mechanic to you.
Hi, I'm Brett, retired firefighter, paramedic, and avid outdoorsman. When I bought a used 2001 Jeep Cherokee, I needed a mechanic I could trust to ensure that this vehicle was going to be dependable and keep me from being stranded out in the woods. A fellow firefighter referred me to Spencer Doucet and his team at H&I Automotive, and I've never looked back. I'm not a car guy, so I don't speak mechanic, but H&I made it easy. They were transparent, communicated clearly, and stood behind their work. Now, decades later, with multiple Tacomas, family vehicles, and plenty of road trips, my wife, daughter, friends, and I are all loyal H&I fans. With their digital diagnostic estimates, you'll always know what needs to be fixed and why, so you stay in control. H stands for honesty, I stands for integrity, and you'll feel it every time you walk through their doors. See for yourself. Check out their five-star reviews at hniautomotive.com.
We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, and we are talking about cars like we do every week on Bumper to Bumper Radio. And you can find us at bumpertobumperradio.com as well. Talk real quick about some used cars. Are you in the market for a used car? Are you considering, it's not really used cars, it's more of, are you considering getting rid of your car because you're faced with some expensive repairs and it's, should I keep it or should I sell it? That's what we talked about a little bit, but we can talk about anything you want to talk about. This is your show. So 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. And we've got Dan in Apache Junction, lots of open lines. And let's get after this. Let's see here. Dan, let me find the right button. Dan, what's going on with your 2012 Hyundai?
Hey, sorry to bore you with the same car.
That's all right.
But I've done everything. I've done everything you suggested, and it's running. But here's the problem. I have a real paranoia of driving out in this heat and getting stuck out there on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
This is a black car. The black, there's no tinted windows. I had the AC refresh here cleaned, but it's only okay. So my problem is that I can't get more than about 10, 15 miles before I've got to get back home. I can't even get further because I'm so afraid of this car breaking down and it gets real hot. Okay, the engine issue, there isn't an issue that the mechanic said that he could fix because he'd have to take off the whole valve cover and all this kind of stuff, because it does a little like when I'm at a stoplight, especially when the AC is on, it goes, or if I go over 40, 45. So I take all side streets in the heat through the traffic, and I'm just dying this thing. So the mechanic told me it was worth $4,500, but I don't, I can get anything different that's maybe smaller, white. You know, just to get through the heat here. Do you understand my problem?
Yeah, I mean, so it needs some repairs, and they're expensive. The car's only worth $4,500, so it's like, what's the cost of the repairs that he's suggesting, taking the valve cover off and doing those things? Is that would be a repair that would take care of some reliability concerns and fix the air conditioning? Is that what I understand correctly?
No, actually, he doesn't know. No. They don't have an idea. The only way to figure it out is to get into the valve, because it sounds like a valve misfiring or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, so that's basically all I know.
But otherwise, the car runs okay and doesn't have any problems. You just have some confidence issues, it sounds like.
Yeah. And there's a couple of things.
Sure. And then, but does the air conditioner actually put out some cold air? I mean, if you park that thing in the shade and then you jump in it and you can make it out and it does produce cold air?
Yeah.
Okay.
But after about 90, if it's more than about 90, 95 outside, then that's not very effective anymore.
Even after you've been running. So if it's parked in the shade, it's 95 degrees, it's going to blow cool, but it's working all the time to get there. Is that what I hear? Like it's struggling all the way?
That's right, because the heat is coming straight through. Now, I even put foil in my sunroof area to block that out, but I just think the black car just sucks in that heat.
Yeah, so we got a couple things. I think, you know, again, you need to evaluate. Maybe if the guy's not sure it's going to fix it, maybe it's time for another opinion somewhere else to have them look at the car. But I think you've got a couple things going. You need to go somewhere and have a reevaluation done and figure out, okay, what are we going to do? What's the condition of this car? I understand it's only worth, let's just call it $5,000, but what else does it need? That's the other question. Besides these things that you can see, what can you predict? Because I don't want to overspend on the car. So we've got to get that figured out. Then we got to figure out, do we really have a problem with the air conditioning? Or does Dan need to go spend some money and get the windows tinted and go to the, you know, the Home Depot or whoever sells the, you know, Costco sells the windshield screen and cover the windshield and get that car, try and reduce the interior temperature of the car. And then there's some things you can do. You know, it sounds like the AC is on the close to maybe not being working right. I don't know. But there's some things we can do. Get the windows rolled down, get it on fresh air get that hot air out of the car when you start driving, evacuate all the hot air, then get the windows rolled up and it should keep up. If it's not, there's a deficiency. So then really just need to find out, go to your mechanic. This is kind of like I talked about at the beginning of the year. Let's get an inspection. Let's find everything about this car and then let them focus in on what's going to make me have more confidence driving the car and what's going to make the air conditioning work well. And if somebody can give you a reasonable guarantee that those things are going to fix the car for a reasonable amount of money and there's not some big repair looming, that's what I would do.
Well, pardon me, but Dan needs to get to a bumper-to-bumper shop because he doesn't sound like he's got a lot of confidence where he's at now.
Yeah, and even he might...
He's driving the car 10, 15 miles. You can't do that on side streets. In this weather, you got to have...
Yeah, exactly. That's just inconvenient. And if you have to do that, you may like the guys that you're going to, and they may be very well good guys, and they might be a great shop, but for some reason, there's a disconnect in the confidence. So, Dan, if you're looking for a shop, someone else to try bumper-to-bumper-radio.com. I don't think we have anybody at Apache Junction per se, but H&I Automotive is pretty far out there. So maybe get with them. So good luck with that, Dan. And again, never boring. You said hate to bore you with a phone call, but you bring out some good points.
You're here to take care of people, Matt.
Yeah, I never thought about the confidence, how your lack of confidence in a car could affect the way that you drive it. I never thought about that too much. Speaking of which, I got an AC blower motor going out in my truck. The thing eats blower motors. I don't know why. But anyway, Gary in Glendale, 2007 Nissan Altima. What's going on today?
I just wanted to kind of look at an exit strategy. Right now I've got 315,000 miles on it and looking at how much further it can go. I've ran it back and forth out of state, putting like 50,000 miles on it each year for 2 years. So I put on 100,000 miles on it. And it seemed pretty reliable, but just kind of looking at, well, how further this can go.
Sure.
Situation.
Yeah, I mean, is the car generally in good shape? It's not like some jalopy falling apart and the no hubcaps and leaking oil all over the place? Is the car complete, kind of what I would call unmolested? It's not like... it's everything's there and it works and just seems to be a good car generally.
Yes. Yeah. It might have. Yeah. Just I got to replace the switch for the letting the window up and down kind of thing. But sure. That was pretty much it.
Well, my suggestion then is, what we need now is we need information. My suggestion is you take that car to a shop. And almost like I talked about, if you're a regular listener, we started out the first of the year. Let's go establish a baseline on the car. It's got 300 and some thousand miles on it. It's probably hit the floor as to what it's worth, unless it has a major failure, like an air conditioning failure, something like that. So the value of the car is kind of set where it probably is never going to be much higher and probably isn't going to be much lower, like I said, unless there's some major failure of an air conditioning system or something like that. So I would go to my favorite repair shop, and if you don't have one, bumper-to-bumperradio.com, and tell them, hey, guys, I know this car's not going to last forever. It's got a lot of miles on it. I want to keep it reliable and safe. But if it's got a little bit of an oil leak, I'm okay with that. If it's got a minor bushing that's cracking a little bit, I'm okay with it until it becomes a problem. So can you guys tell me what is a safety issue, if anything, that's wrong with this car? What can you predict? What's the measurement on my brakes? When am I going to need brakes? Get that overall condition of the whole car, and then you can then decide, I probably ought to have brakes, but I don't need to spend $900 fixing that 3 drips of oil. I can deal with that on my driveway with a pan or something like that. Or if there's a coolant leak, it's going to make sense to fix that because those are the things that are going to break the car down. So I think really what you're asking them to do, give me a complete evaluation, and I really want to focus on things that are going to break me down or leave me on the side of the road, cost more if they fail. If I fail to do them now, is it going to cost me more to do it later? And then, but be clear, I'm not hanging on to this car forever. And then keep it going. Does that help answer your question? Did I take that the right way?
Yeah, I think I was just, everybody's like, get rid of it. And I was like, well, it's still going. I mean, it's still reliable.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're not, if you don't care what kind of car you're driving, if you don't care what the Joneses drive, then who cares, man? You're making money. That thing is paid off and you've had it. And I mean, the average car payment is $700 a month. So you go buy another car. Now, hey, maybe you can afford it. Maybe you can't. I don't know. Doesn't matter to me. But I mean, I can afford it. I haven't had a truck payment in, I don't know, 10 years. I'm saving $750-$800 a month. So you're making money. So just to go out for the vanity and buy a new car, yeah, if you want one, go for it. I get a new car occasionally. But if this thing's serving all your needs and it's not a matter of what the Joneses have, man, keep riding that sucker out. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you for calling. And, you know, go get it checked out and get a little bit of advice on that. Hey, Art in Glendale, I think we've only got about a minute and a half here. Carrie, what do we think?
We can squeeze him in.
Well, all right. Yeah. Art, we're going to squeeze you in, but if I can't answer you, we'll just get you a carry over. Art's got a Ram 2003 four-wheel drive diesel pickup. What's going on, Art?
It's a 2023 Ram pickup.
All right. God, you know, this screen is right in that area where with my reading glasses, I can't see it. And without them, I can't see it. I don't know what to do here. No, so 2023
diesel. I got the
diesel.
Reading glass thing.
I know, huh? What's going on?
Okay. So, you know, I bought the car usually from a dealership here in town. It right now only has 33,000 miles on it. I got the oil change done on it, and they recommended all these services that I denied. But I don't know if I'm smart in doing that or not. I don't drive the thing off-road. It's a four-wheel drive.
Okay.
So pretty much just took me driving around town. It's got, they're recommending a brake fluid exchange, a power steering flush, and a differential service. Is that necessary if I'm just tooling around town?
Four-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
Four-wheel drive.
Okay.
And I've never put it in four-wheel drive.
Okay.
In the 2 years I've owned it.
And you've had it 33,000 miles. I mean, it has 33,000 on it. And this is a 2023.
Correct.
Okay. We're going to talk about this after the break. And there's some validity in all of those services. Some of those you're going to find in your owner's manual. So the first thing I'm going to tell you, go get your owner's manual. Let's take a look at that. And then when we come back from the break, we're going to break this down and talk about it, but you don't need your owner's manual. You don't need to scramble unless you want to. We're going to take a quick break. Art, I'm going to put you back on hold. You can stay on the line if you want. I don't know if I'll bring you back in, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Bumper Radio.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has been serving the East Valley with legendary service since the early 50s. We take care of all makes and models, but we are diesel specialists. We know diesels like nobody else and can fix the problems others can't. Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesel trucks are our passion. Our number one goal is to provide a quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check out our reviews at danabros.com.
If you've been hit by another driver, listen to this. Even after your car is repaired, it can lose value just because the accident shows up on Carfax. That's called diminished value, and a lot of people don't realize they may be entitled to compensation. At Orlando Auto Body, if we repair your vehicle on a third-party claim, we'll provide you with a free diminished valuation, a $450 value, absolutely free. Before you settle your claim, get the full picture. For a location near you, visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Bunker to Bunker's annual Summer Throwback Golf Tournament presented by Shady Rays Sunglasses is coming up Sunday, July 26th at McCormick Ranch Golf Club in Scottsdale. The popular two-person scramble is loaded with team competitions, the big raffle, special prizes, and breakfast. It even includes a coupon for a second round of golf, all for just $120. Proceeds benefit St. Mary's Food Bank. This event is open to the public, but space is limited, so grab your partner and register today at BunkerGolf.com.
30-plus years on the same corner in the same building. Matt Allen, proud owner of Virginia Auto Service and host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. And I've got the answer to the question, how can I keep my vehicle running longer? The key, as we've seen it, is proper maintenance. So whether it's that regular oil change or the more complex repairs under the hood, you can count on us to do the job right. Check out our many good reviews at VirginiaAutoService.com and let us put your mind at ease when it comes to your car.
KTAR News, now.
Good morning. KTAR News time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. The Arizona Humane Society will be waiving adoption fees at their three locations today. CEO and president of the Arizona Humane Society, Dr. Stephen Hansen, says the free adoption day is in response to a record number of sick, injured, and abused pets in their care.
And we're now on track to care for nearly 28,000 pets in 2026. This is the highest number in more than a decade.
You can go to azhumane.org to find out how you can help. And Governor Katie Hobbs has signed a series of bills designed to reform the Department of Child Safety. State Senator Corrine Warner joined the Mike Broomhead show and says that one of the biggest changes requires DCS to include a child's entire history in a single report if they've been the subject of prior hotline calls.
Now they're going to have the whole 90 days of calls, whether it met threshold or not, and also that of their siblings. So it's going to give them a fuller picture of what's really happening, and it will also arm them with the ability to send somebody out.
Warner says the bill will help ensure that repeated concerns are recognized as a pattern, escalated appropriately, and reviewed by experienced professionals. It's time to check traffic now from the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. We have a crash in Goodyear. This is going to be on Bullard and Van Buren, and a crash in Chandler, Price, and Willis. Be on the lookout for both of those. Construction this weekend, northbound State Route 51 closed between I-10 and Indian School. That'll be back open 5 a.m. on Monday morning. KTAR weather for the Valley. We have some hot and windy days ahead. The return of more average temperatures for this time of year starts next week. 107 your forecast high today, 103 tomorrow, low to mid 100s most of next week. And we're looking for breezy to windy conditions today all the way through Tuesday night. It is 99 now in Chandler. Weather brought to you by Homes 2X. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Outspoken with Bruce and Gatos.
Are you still eating a hot sandwich?
I took another bite when Becky Lynn was doing the news. It's a hot sandwich. But I think it's a little spicier than than I thought it was going to be.
You're going to make it?
I might not make it.
But I'm good for now.
So good for ratings. Let's see if Gatos makes it till 6.
Outspoken, weekday afternoons, 2 till 6. Watch Outspoken on the KTAR YouTube channel and listen on 92.3, KTAR.com, and the KTAR News app.
Relationships matter. People do business with people they know and trust. In these crazy times, it's even more important that you can count on folks you know and can depend on to do your automotive repair maintenance the right way. Someone who has a proven track record and stands behind their work. People that will work with you to make sure your vehicles are going to remain on the road safely and efficiently for you and your family or business. No mysteries, just honest professional care. We're Accurate Automotive, friends serving friends since 1994. Check us out at AccurateAutomotiveAZ.com.
Finding a solution for a faulty transmission doesn't have to be hard. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family-owned and operated here in Phoenix since 1968. Our mission's simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. From service and repair to full replacement, you'll get honest work, expert care, and a solid warranty you can trust. Automatic Transmission Exchange. Check out our reviews at autotransexchange.com today.
Blackwell Automotive, 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix. I could tell you about our shop, but here's what our guests had to say about us.
Top-notch professionals, great communication, a caring mannerism, and a comfortable, clean environment.
Best auto repair company I've ever dealt with. Very honest, they do great work and communicate well. Overall, it's a pleasure to work with them.
I've never met anybody more knowledgeable and, most importantly, more honest about repair work on vehicles than Aaron.
Experience the Blackwell Automotive difference. 40th Street and Greenway in North Phoenix.
Hi, it's Brandon Stapley from Stapley's Garage. Our family has always stood for honesty and integrity and taking care of our community. That's why we purchased the award-winning Desert Car Care of Chandler. We are now changing the name to Stapley Car Care to bring it fully into the Stapley family. Same trusted team, same award-winning service, just a name that reflects our commitment to you. If you have already been visiting us, thank you. Or it's your first time, we invite you to come see why our name stands behind every repair. Check us out at stapleycarcare.com.
It's your car's favorite show. Bumper to Bumper.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock to help you out with your car. Just a couple of things going on. BumperToBumperRadio.com is always turned on. And when I'm not here from 11 to noon, it's on. You can go there. You can find some old shows. You can search by topic, like the gentleman is asking about his Altima. I've referred back to the shows earlier in the year. We talked about getting an inspection, establishing a baseline with the car, knowing what you have, and then coming up with a plan. Well, you don't have to wait till the first of the year to do that. We just kind of tied that into my New Year's Eve resolution to my car, if you will. But that process can happen anytime. Don't have to wait till January to do it. And it's the same, whether it's your own car, a car that you want to buy, maybe it's the same deal. Have it checked out. Know what's wrong. Some kind of the pattern of predictable failures. And then roll with it and make some choices. You can't make good decisions without good information. And that's what you get when you do that. The other thing, if you go to a bumper-to-bumper radio shop, approved shop, where you'll find them on the list. They're all over the valley. We're doing a deal with Phoenix Children's Hospital. We call it our Summer of Love. We've always had a relationship with PCH, raised several thousand dollars for them over the year, every year for years. But we're doing a little Summer of Love promotion. When you come into a shop, you can round up. You can donate a buck. You can donate $5, whatever it is. A lot of the shops we're going to match. That deal goes from July 1st, or basically now, through Labor Day. So if you want to help out a little bit, or even if you don't need a car repair, if you want to give PCH $5, stop in a shop, and they'll be happy to take that for you. Kerry, you got something real quick before
we talk real about quick. The Dodge? I'm just told for Apache Junction, Mesa Auto Works and Dana Brothers both serve Apache Junction.
Oh yeah, and they're pretty far east. So yeah, there's locations out there. I need to get a map. We've got everybody everywhere, and I'm just not familiar as much with the East Valley. But hey, Art in Glendale called before the break. I'm going to bring Art back on. Art, you there?
I am.
Okay, good. Now, typically what we do is we put you on hold, and then you start listening again. There's a little bit of a delay there, but I wanted to ask you a couple other questions. So you bought the car. It's got 33,000 miles on it. It's the Dodge Ram pickup, 2300, four-wheel drive diesel. And you went in for, I think they just did your regular first oil maintenance, if you will, right? Or something that you did.
Not the first one, but yeah, I just had it in there for the regular maintenance shopping.
Yeah, first
year. It was like at 27,000 miles.
Yeah, okay. And they recommended brake fluid, power steering fluid, and differential. So the first thing I said is, let's go to your owner's manual and take a look and see what does the owner's manual say. That's always my guideline first. And there's very good reasons a lot of times to deviate from the owner's manual, whether that's shortening an interval, sometimes even extending one, to be honest with you. But what we find, and especially in some of the dealer situations, they like to package them as red, green, yellow, or whatever. And, man, they just sell. You know, they just sell. And then you ask, if you go ask the service advisor, hey, can you show me this in my owner's manual? Then it's like, bah, 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 bah. You know, they don't know what to say because it's not in there. So, but I will tell you this. Your brake fluid service, there is an objective test to do, so that you can do the test and see if you need the brake fluid. So we have dip strips. We want to test your brake fluid for moisture. Brake fluid is hydroscopic, means it attracts moisture. Arizona, that's really not that big of a problem compared to the Midwest or some humid climates or something like that. So we can test that. But you don't want to wait until it's bad to replace it. So we test moisture, we test copper. We test copper because if you've got too much moisture, it doesn't lubricate well and it wears the lining off of the components. So that's why we look for copper. So that's the test method. But then I will tell you, as long as I can remember, back when I first started cutting my teeth in auto repair at Porsche, cars got a brake fluid service every 2 years, no matter what. The German cars have been doing that forever. So your car, let's say if it was born or the manufacture date was June of 2023, you're 3 years old now. So by the German standards, you need brake fluid change. But did they test it or did they just ask you if you want an apple pie with your Big Mac? You know what I mean? So is there, you know what I mean? So I would say, yeah, there's, now if you're on a budget, you don't need to do it. Brake fluid's not going to make your car break down. It's going to make the car last longer and hopefully avoid some repairs in the future with leaky cylinders or an ABS problem or something like that. The other thing I might consider doing, and we do this a lot at my shop, hey, you're going to need brakes next time you're in. Let's do the brake fluid service and we'll tie it in with the brake service with the replacement of the pads and or whatever it is that we're doing. If your brakes have a lot of life left onto them, if their inspections are, gosh, you're probably not going to need brakes. They're I don't like percentages. I like measurements. Like say they're 830 seconds. You're not going to need brakes for another 20,000 miles. Then I'm probably going to just go ahead and do the brake fluid service. So that's the long answer to the brake fluid service. Yeah, it probably needs it. Does it really need it? I don't know. They can do the test to tell you if it needs it. Maintenance-wise, not a bad idea. If it was my truck, I'd do it. Unless I'm going to need brakes by the end of the year, and I might just wait and tie it in with the brakes. Power steering fluid, my note that I wrote down here, sure, why not? It's going to help. Power steering fluid does wear out. It doesn't need to be changed like your motor oil, like your differentials, but it does wear out. So, and that thing has Hydra Boost probably. Not a bad idea to do it. Make sure they're using a good quality power steering fluid. I like to use synthetic. I like to use Redline. We like to use our Winz products. So you can, nothing wrong with doing a power steering fluid service if you want it. You didn't do it, but I'd like to maybe tie it in like with a 40,000 mile service or a 36,000 mile service or something like that. Now your differentials, those get a little bit funny. I'm not sure how Dodge was doing a lifetime warranty or a 100,000 mile warranty on their differential. So you very carefully have to make sure you're at minimum following the minimum recommendations of the manufacturer. And for those of you driving a new truck out there, some of those calls for service at the first 1,000 miles or the first 5,000, and then it's every 25 after that. Now, I know you said you didn't put it in four-wheel drive or don't very much, but my also question in my note after the break was, well, if we're going to do the front the rear diff, why aren't we doing the front diff in the transfer case? Do you tow with it? Do you take it to the lake or anything like that? Or do you just drive it around town? So you don't do any of that stuff?
Just driving it around town.
Yeah, so I'm not sure how we go along with that part of it. Certainly nothing wrong with the rear differential service. I would look at the manual. May not call for 100. If it's called for at 100, do it at 50. And then I would consider, for the heck of it, just do the transfer case and do the front diff at the same time. So this is the Dave Ramsey thing. Do you need it or do you want it? I don't think you need any of these things. But is it a good idea to do all of them? At certain points, it is. So it wouldn't be unreasonable to have them do all of that stuff. I might just like to compare it to my owner's manual and tie it out logically. I like to see service done in a methodical order on intervals of 5,000 miles. And that way you're not, oh, gosh, when did I do this? Oh, I thought I did that at 33,280. And then all of a sudden you're at 40,000. Then you don't remember. And then you're wasting money duplicating services. So, Art, I hope that helps. And I hope that helps everybody. Refer to your manual and then ask the questions. Why are we doing this? And if I don't do it, what's the consequence maybe? And is this on your truck still has warranty? Is it going to affect my warranty? So those are your questions. So good luck with that, Art. Thanks for the phone call. Holy mackerel, so much time for a break. I took a long time on that one. Let's see. Did we get Carrie in Phoenix with the Nissan Altima? I don't think so. Carrie, what's going on with your Altima?
Well, actually, not a whole lot, but I was commenting a couple of reasons, because I have two 2007 Nissan Altimas.
Uh-huh.
One of them with about 376,000 and another with 400.
Oh my gosh, you're like the other guy. You guys need to have a party.
Well, that's why I was calling, because basically, if you do your 5,000 mile oil changes and your basic maintenance, I've got original engine, original tranny, they will go forever, but you have to plan. Just make sure you take good care of them in between and figure the money you're going to spend is a lot less than buying a new car and your insurance.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You could be like my radio partner, Carrie. That's, you know, you're right. You said everything. I mean, you pay me now or pay me later, but I think you're going to pay me a little bit less now. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, holy mackerel, 350 and then 400 and some thousand miles on an Altima. But that's the proof of clean living and taking care of the car, getting it in for maintenance on time. And like Carrie said, 5,000-mile interval. Keep up on the maintenance. Do what you're supposed to do. Man, that car is going to be cherry for a long, long time. It's when you let it get away from you. It's like that first dent. You ignore it, then the second dent's not so bad. You don't want to do that with your maintenance, you know. So we got to take a quick break. We've got Tim in Phoenix, and we've got open lines at 602-277-5827.
Hi, Eric Noon here for Kurt's Auto Repair in Phoenix. Since 1987, Kurt and Kathy Rock have been taking care of families with service you can trust. Now, the next generation continues that legacy. Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, we've got you covered. We also specialize in taking care of your business fleet vehicles with an expert staff that ensures you get your vehicles repaired right, on budget, and on time to keep your business running smoothly. If your car hurts, take it to Kurt's. Visit us online at mycarhurts.com.
Got a check engine light on? Or a pesky slow leak in a tire? Or maybe it's just time for scheduled service. Tim Hovick here, and there's a new way to get your vehicle taken care of. Santan Ford's Mobile Service. Our authorized service pros come to you. You can stay focused on what matters most, like working from home or juggling the whole family, or you just don't feel like dropping off your car. This is so perfect for you. Times are changing, and so is the way we service your vehicle. Schedule your mobile service appointment today at SantanFord.com. We bring the mechanic to you.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Rayanne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at GoodWorksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner at A1 Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly, so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. There's never a good time for your garage door to break, whether you're rushing to work or you're trying to get the kids to school. We know how much you rely on your garage door. That's why we offer same-day repairs, because life doesn't wait, and neither should you. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Call A1 Garage Door Service and you'll be smiling today.
A1Garage.com. A1 from day one.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTR car guy, with you every single Saturday at 11 o'clock. We're going to get back to these phone calls. We've got Tim in Phoenix. I've got headphones that aren't quite working right, but that's okay. Man, this high-dollar radio station, we can't even get an $11 freaking set of headphones that work. Come on, guys. Let's get our act together. Yeah. Anyway, Tim in Phoenix, and we've got open line 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-5827. And let's see here. I can hear Tim. Tim, what's going on with your Lexus today?
Hey, good afternoon to you. I listen whenever I can. You guys talked about this, and I've listened. My Lexus was perked, and about $3,000 worth of damage. And I've got I'm the original owner. Got maintenance records on it since new. At 180,000 miles, I dumped about $10,000 into maintenance. Mm-hmm. And the cars aren't cheap to keep, but
right.
If you do maintenance, you can run them another 100,000 miles.
Sure.
Okay. So I call it the insurance company. Well, it's going to cost $3,500 to fix it, and the car is only worth $3,400. We'll give you $3,000. You got to go down and get a salvage title. I said, no, and like I said, I've listened to you. I said, well, you know, I've got maintenance records. Oh, well, okay, send them to us. Well, those don't count. We can't increase the value of your car. I said, okay. And then I said, how about I see this thing that says repair, replace. The wheel, I paid $200 for the wheel and $100 for the hubcap. Don't just scrap those off and take them off the to-do list, and now we're below. You know what I'm getting to blow?
Yeah.
The cost of principal. Okay. So now I'm at the wit's end. I asked them, I went another step further. I asked them, okay, show me the cars that you got the value.
Yeah.
How do you determine the value of my car? Well, these cars were all from back east.
Mm-hmm.
And they only do dealers' cars. They only
Yeah.
You can't, I can't, okay, they only do dealer cars. They all came from Boston, the rust capital of the world.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they find their values. They're not comparing, they're comparing an orange to your apple.
Well, yes. Well, yeah, but they, that's how they determine the value of the car. But mm-hmm. anyway, so I'm going, they still want me to get a salvage title and give me $3,000, which is, I mean, we're only arguing peanuts here. We're, you know, a couple hundred dollars between the value of the car and the, what it costs to fix it. So should I just take them to small claims court?
No. The, you ever heard the term peeing in the wind?
Yeah,
or up the rope, maybe. I mean, you're going to end up with it all back in your face. So no, you're not going to get anywhere. A small claims court, an insurance company would just shift that over to Superior Court, and then they'd hand your butt to you with an attorney, and you'd never win. So they've got their program, as rotten as it may seem at times. I mean, now if you came back and said, I put a new engine in that, that's going to be value. But they're going to say, because I've battled this battle before, they say, well, these cars are supposed to have new brakes or good brakes. You know, it's like saying, you know, in your house, why put tile in? Why? It's not worth what the cost of the tile is because it had carpet. It's got to have some floor covering. So, but I wouldn't, on your car, you spent a bunch of money maintaining it. So other than the cosmetic damage from the accident, mechanically, the car's cherry, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would not be, see, that car now, it's a 1991. It's worth what it's worth. You're not going to get much more out of it. If they're going to give you $3,000 and let you retain the car, who cares if it has a salvage title at this point? Doesn't really matter. Now, you're not going to be able to get full coverage on it, which is okay. It's probably not worth what the cost of full coverage is to insure the car against your own damage. But if that thing is in good shape otherwise, I'd take the money, go down and get the salvage title. Is it drivable?
Yeah, of course. Yes, it is. It's very drivable. My next question is, can I hit them for $300 for my time to go to DMV?
I mean, you can ask, but you can, you know, you can sue anybody you want to do, whether you win or not. That's a whole other question. So it doesn't hurt to ask, but they're not going to pay you for your time because otherwise that's something you elected to do. Otherwise, they're going to pay you a certain amount of money. They're going to add back your registration, your sales tax, yada, 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 yada. And that's going to be on there. So no, you're not going to ding them for your time, but you might even be able to buy that car, go get a salvage title. As long as everything is functioning on the car and it's a safe car, you could talk to the agent at the DMV because they're going to want to do a basic inspection, a restoration inspection, if you will. As long as the car doesn't have lights hanging off it, all the lights and basic safety features work on the car, the doors close, the trunk closes, the taillights work, and all of that kind of stuff, they're going to have a hard time rejecting you. And then you can go out and shop around and go to different body shop or something and get the thing fixed, and maybe you go find your wheel by yourself. You can go find one at the local salvage yard and get the hubcap or the center cap So that's what I would do. And I wouldn't be terribly concerned about the salvage title, to be honest with you. I just wouldn't worry about it. So, because it's not going to affect the value of the car. Now, if you have a new car, 2018, 2019, the value goes in the toilet. That was something you need to worry about. And in some cases, the insurance companies will not put collision and comprehensive on a car that's already been deemed salvaged. So you have that to worry about if you have a newer car. 91 Lexus, not even going to fret. Just if you like the car, go get it. If you just feel you're done with it, take your $3,000 and go get your new Lexus. So Robin Chandler, we're driving a Benz E350. What's happening today?
My question, guys, is I bought this used about 6 months ago, 135,000 miles on it. I drive 30,000 miles a year.
Mm-hmm.
The Carfax report that I was shown, it didn't show where the coolant flush is or the transmission fluid changes. Do I need to be worried about that at 145,000 miles? And do I do a flush or do I just do drain it and replace the fluid? Your suggestion.
Well, I would say, using your words, I don't know that I need to worry about those things. But what I would do at your next service, your next interval of, I'm going to recommend again on that car, a 5,000-mile oil service interval. And I really like to dumb it down, just get to increment of a 5,000 miles. Go to your shop and say, hey, guys, I don't know anything about the information or the history of the transmission of the coolant. Can you give me an idea of their conditions? Just because it's in Carfax doesn't mean it didn't happen. For years, I never reported it to Carfax, and we started doing it on accident. We never turned it off. So our customer, I just think it's a privacy thing, or I thought of it now, but everything is so damn connected now. I'm not worried about reporting. So like I said, just because it didn't, it's not on Carfax, didn't mean it didn't happen. Your shop ought to be able to tell you the condition of the transmission and the condition of the coolant. So yes, you should think about it, but no, you don't need to worry by any means. And now when you say, should I do a flush or just a service or whatever? The transmission, the word flush, I don't like it because I flush my toilet, not my car. So I don't like to flush my, you're not flushing the transmission. We're really doing a transfusion, or we're doing a pan off or a drain and filling. There's no agitating happening or anything like that. So they're not flushing anything. Now the cooling system, depending, yeah, we're flushing that. A lot of times we're going to put an additive in there. We're going to hook up a machine that's going to agitate and disrupt some of the dissolved solids that have settled down in the bottom or accumulated in the system. We want to get those emulsified. So we do need to flush or agitate to get those out. I remember my dad had the thing, hook up the hose and press down and go park.
I've seen that.
You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go park it out in the sewer in the 70s before I figured out you shouldn't do that. Right? Thank you. So that's flushing. So the term flush is a little bit used just too much or just depending on just a personal preference of the word. But the actual activity of flushing on the transmission is not being flushed. Should be called an exchange. Coolant, yeah, we're probably flushing it. And I would do those two things, and I wouldn't stress out too much. You know, that Mercedes, 30,000 miles a year, you're going to have some maintenance on it. I would recommend, though, if they come back and tell you your transmission fluid is dirty, don't do a, quote, flush on the car. You want to do a transmission service, and that's not something they do in your quick lube shop, and that's not something they typically do at the locations that have 25 signs around the valley. So take that for what it's worth. Sure. On your Mercedes, we want to pull the pan down. We want to change the gasket, put a new filter on it. And in your car, too, we can rotate the engine around, line up the torque converter, and drain the torque converter. And we get all the fluid out that way, or the majority of it. So that's the
experience and knowledge.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's the kind of service. Now, you say, Matt, why don't I want to do a flush? Well, at 130,000 miles or an exchange, whatever you want to call it, we don't know the condition of that filter. We got to get a clean filter in there.
Exactly.
The other thing I would remind you in closing, if you're having a transmission problem, service is not going to fix it. So don't do that. So go get it done before you have a problem. Let the shop take a look at it. Maybe they can scan the transmission control module, make sure there's no fault codes, have a look, give you the condition of the coolant and the rest of the car. So good luck with that. Everybody, thanks for joining. I want to remind you, next week is the 4th of July. We will be here. So looking forward to getting your calls. It's my daughter's birthday. We got the America 250. It's going to be a great weekend next weekend, but we will have Bumper to Bumper Radio live next Saturday. So everybody enjoy your time. Enjoy the heat or the cool, and we'll see you next week.